বন্দে জগৎ প্রিয় কর করুণাবতার হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকাকান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তে সপ্তকাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি সবই পুংসাং পরো ধর্ম যত ভক্তিরধোক্ষতি অহৈতুকী অপ্রতিহতা যাত্মা সুপ্রসীদতি। Pandavas, when they are undergoing 13 years in the forest, but they should remain 13 years in the forest. So while they were remaining in the forest, one day Brahmaraja, the eldest brother, Dharmaraja Yudhishthira Maharaj, asked the youngest Nakula to go and bring water to drink. He went round and came to a lake. There a crane was sitting. And when he wanted to take water, drink water from the lake, the crane said, "You stop drinking. Give answer to my question. Then you can take drink water or take water for your brother. Say, I am very thirsty. I will need water. First I'm telling you. No. If you drink water without giving answer, you will lie down, fall, you will fall down and die." So he took water and fell down. Younger brother has not returned. So he asked the second brother, Sahadeva, you go. And he went there. He also saw his elder, younger brother is lying senseless. Now, the same question he asked, "Don't drink water, give answer to my question." Don't drink water. He could not do that. Drink water, fell down. Then Arjuna came. Arjuna also fell down. Then Bhima came. Bhima also fell down. Now Dharmaraja came. And when Dharmaraja came, he said, you see, your brothers are lying dead here. If you give answer to my question and drink water, you will survive. If not, you also will die. No, I will answer. How many questions? 100 questions. 200 questions. He said, "Himacharyam, what is the wonder?" Now we scientifically say so many wonders. You can give correct answer. Ahani, ahani, bhutani. Daily we see people die. Younger die, older people die, we see. But after the death, we remark, oh, this fellow was rowdy, this fellow was keen, this fellow was a good fellow. They do not understand that they also will die. But they criticize others. This is only wonder. And like this, what is kapantha? What is the way? What is the way? Spiritual path. What is that spiritual path? Eternal. He said, śrutayo bibhinna, smṛtayo bibhinna, nāsā prasījasya matam na bhinna, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhāyām, mahājano jena gatasya pantha. So what is the eternal path? We are all travelers. Where from we are coming, we don't know. Where to go, we don't know. So what is the right path? You should tell. Then he said, śruti, all Vedams, smriti, dharma sastra, and śrutayo-bibhinna, nāsā prasījasya matam bhinna. Every rishi sage has independent view. If one says one thing, the other rishi says other. 100 views, 1000 views. Then what is the real position? Who can tell? Mahajano jena gata sambandha. Mahajanas, though followed that path, we must follow the Mahajanas. Who are the Mahajanas? Svayambhu, Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Mahadeva, Shiva. Svayambhu, Shambhu, Svayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara. Who is Kumara? Kumara ji, Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar, Sanandan, and their four brothers. Sanat Kumar, Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. Oh, they know. And then Kumara Kapila. Kapila means the son of Devahuti. Kapila is Mahajan. Kapila Manu, Swayambhava Manu. There are 14 Manus. Swayambhava Manu knows. And Svayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahallada. Prahallada is a Mahajan. Janaka, Janaka, Maharaja, the father-in-law of Ramchandra and father of Sita Devi. Janaka knows. And Kumar, Prahallada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bhishma knows. And Bali, who gave 3 words to Vamana, the Bali knows. And another is Sukadeva, the son of Vyasadeva, he knows. And another, the death god.
Yamaraj.
Death god knows. Who is death god?
Yes.
Yama Dharmaraj. He said, Dada Saitya Vijanimu, Dharman Bhagavatan Bhata. These are the 12 Mahajanas. They know about Bhagavatam. They practice Bhagavatam. They preach Bhagavatam. They begin with Bhagavad. They end with Bhagavad. Everything is Bhagavad.
All is Bhagavad.
Bhagavad is bhakti.
This is bhakti.
De Bhagavad Dharma. They know. What is that Bhagavad Dharma?
What's Bhagavad Dharma?
Supreme Lord is one. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadochate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasichate. He is full.
Yes.
Like 360 degrees whole.
Yes, voll, die 360 Grad.
Or point, 360 degrees. Or the whole circle, 360 degrees. And if you take whole from the whole, whole remains. If you add whole to the whole remains. There he is full. Here he is full. Everywhere he is full. So he is called Absolute Truth. It has no beginning. It has no end. Two parallel lines never meet. You see, two parallel lines never meet. They meet. In higher mathematics you will see the two parallel lines means in the whole. They begin to come and meet. And leave. They come 360 degrees traveling, they come and meet. The parallel lines also meet. This time is called the Bhagavad Dharma. Now that Bhagavad Dharma, now knows Sukadeva. Why Bhagavad Dharma knows Sukadeva? Why he has not mentioned about Vyasadeva? Sukadeva, Vyasadeva wrote Bhagavatam. He wrote Vedanta Sutras. He divided all the Vedanta mantras. And he wrote Mahabharata. He wrote 18 Puranas, Mahapuranas. Each Puranam not less than 10,000. And to 90,000 all slokas in one Purana. Now, that Vyasadeva, when his son is Sukadeva. Sukadeva was born from the mother womb after 12 years. He was in the mother womb for 12 years. After 12 years he was born. And now, after his birth, he never stayed there. He was going to the forest. He was a 12-year boy. He was walking. Then the father, unable to undergo the suffering of separation from such a intelligent, knowledgeable and devotion, full devotion. Now, such a boy, how can he live? And the boy goes away, and the father followed him, boy, boy, boy. But he went away. He could not see him. The trees, haputra, 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 haputra. Oh my boy, oh my boy. All the trees, they repeated that. Oh my boy, oh my boy. Then Vyasadeva said, who is my boy? Kekasya Patiputra Adhya. Who is my boy? He never returned, he went away. Now Vyasadeva was returning back to his place. On the way, he saw in Mandakini all the damsels. They are taking bath with naked bodies. And when they saw Vyasadeva, they said, Vyasadeva is coming. So all of them tied clothes. And while crying God, Vyasadeva came. Now Vyasadeva asked them, have you seen a boy going this way? We also have seen.
Ja, wir haben ihn gesehen.
So seeing the young boy, you never feel shame. But seeing an old man like me, you are feeling shy. And you try to
observe.
Yes. When we saw him, like a tree, like a beast, like a bird. We had no feeling that we should come and take wear our cloth. If not, he will curse us. He has no male and female knowledge. What is male? What is female? He doesn't know. So seeing him, we don't feel shy. Now seeing you, we feel shy. We will curse us. So such greatness was there in the sukha. That sukha, traveling in the forest, he came to his father. His father wrote Bhagavatam. And those Bhagavata slokas, the bird, and near to that ashrama, many people were there, and they got by heart. They were repeating it. And Sukadeva heard from the birds the Bhagavata slokas. He thought, very, very fine slokas. Who has written these
slokas?
Then through dhyanam he could understand his father. So he went to father. Father, these are the texts of your the great the scripture what you wrote. What is that? I am anxious to hear from you. I have come to hear from you. Then he said, it is Bhagavata. Now if you are anxious to hear Bhagavata, he narrated Bhagavata. Day and night for 7 days, Sukha heard and Vyasadeva narrated. And after, this is the first sitting of Bhagavata. Now, second sitting was in India, in Bihar state. There is a place called Sukartal. Sukartal, by the banks of Ganga, Ganges. And there Parikshita Maharaj started Prayapavetan that he will die because Takshaka, not Takshaka, that Samikrishi, son of Srungi, had cursed, though who has brought the dead body of a serpent and threw it on my father's neck. That serpent or Takshaka will come and kill Parikshit Maharaj. Then Parikshit Maharaj heard, he thought, yes, the boy has not cursed me, but he has given a boon. Now I will never drink water, nor take food, nor take sleep. I will go to the banks of Ganga. Now he went there. And then he determined to look after his death after. What will happen? Now he must go to Vaikuntha. Now somebody must tell him. and give him surety that by following one method he will repeat, go there. Yad gattva nanivartante tad dhamam paramama. Where who reaches that place will never come down and take birth in this world. Now he, that is why he said that all the sages, all the brahmarsis, rajarsis, and all the good people, sannyasis, all people thought, if Parikshit Maharaj, who is the emperor of Bharata, will go away, then we cannot perform penance, because Kali has come and he has controlled Kali. Now we cannot be able to control. We shall also follow him and sit there. So all of them came around. Parikshit Maharaj was sitting. Now Parikshit Maharaj with folded hands asked all the sages, all of you are Sammo Pajatam Pratijanti Vipra. Oh Brahmins, oh all Mahatmas, saints, or sannyasis, I offer you all my prostrations and I beg you to let me know that I have got 7 days life. After 7 days, definitely I will die. Now, after that, I should not come again to this world. You know, please explain your experiences and guide me. I will never take water. 7 days till my death, no water, no food, no sleep. The seeker of religion, he is the real seeker. Seeker of the absolute truth. He was an emperor. And when he received the curse, then he never asked his ministers, never asked his everybody, officers, and how to rule the country, how to manage the government, never talked about it. Because he said, everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. All the property belongs to him. Why should I take, break my head and want to find a solution? Now he thinks. Now all the saints, they, some said you do penance, some said you do some yajna or austerity or some sort of thing, they showed, and you do nanama kirtan or you do bhakti, practice bhakti. He was not satisfied hearing the answers. He thought, my elders, my ancestors, the Pandavas, were always helped by Krishna. I depend upon Krishna, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, in this moment, at my last days, I'm definitely going to die after 7 days. And in these 7 days, in the short period, I want to know and practice the devotion or the penance or the knowledge. In 7 days I must get my body free from the control of Maya. I want to be free. And who can tell? Who can tell this? Except Krishna. Krishna must come and tell me. So according to his desire, this Sukadeva also 15 years age, and he was playing with boys. He was Digambara. No Kaupina.
Only Kaupina.
Naked body.
Nothing.
He has come. When he has come there, then when he saw Sukadeva, yogi, parama yogi, devotee and mukta purusha. Now when he saw, he said, sannidhyatya mahajogin patakamya mahanta sadyo nasyanti vaipunsaṁ vishnari vasure tola. Sir, I have no fear of death. I forgot fear. I'm not afraid of death now, because you have come. When I saw you, the first vision drove away all the sins that I have committed. I am now sinless. I am fearless. I am pure. I am not afraid of death. Now you, I have surrendered to you. Then he said, Maharaja, don't fear. Khatvanga, Maharaja, who helped all the demigods in the war between demons and demigods. The demigods were defeated. So they again took the help of the Lord and they defeated the demons. Khatvanga, with all his force, he helped demigods to defeat demons. Demons were defeated. Then all the demigods told Khatvanga Maharaja, through your help we could be able to win the war. Now we want to do some, give you some reward. What do you want? Then he said, what can you give? All right, first tell me how long my life is there. They said, only 1.5 hours. More you can live. Then what can you give? You can give the throne of Indra and you will sit there. After 1.5 hours you will say, go, come down. No, I don't want anything. Can you be able to recommend to get this salvation, moksha, in this 1.5 hours? We will recommend to the Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu will certainly oblige and help you. So in 1.5 hours he prayed to Vishnu and he attained the salvation. Khatvanga, within 1.5 hours he got Vaikuntha. And you have got 7 days. No fear. I bless you. Don't fear. Don't fear the death. You will go willingly. Death will never kill you. And I tell you, Bhagavat, which my father told me, 18,000 texts. I will repeat it. Within 7 days, you hear. You submit to the Lord and hear. Tammo bhajatam pratijanta vipra ganga ca devi bhuta citta mishe jijopasrushta koha kastakshikova dasattaram gayata vishnu gata. Lord, I am not afraid. My dear Lord, Sukadeva Goswami, I am not afraid of death. Let Takshaka come or somebody else come and kill me. I am not afraid of death. And Ganga Devi is here. All the sages and saints are here. To all I submit. All of you should bless me. You begin katha. Then Bhagavad Katha. Chanting day and night, was dictating Bhagavata Katha. and Sukadeva and Parikshit Maharaj listened. And Sukadeva, yes, when he thinks that Radha, he is the emperor, he may be tired, he may be given rest 1 minute. If he gives 1 minute rest, then he says, we have 7 days, no food, no sleep, no water. It is difficult. Hey, Raja, emperor, throughout the day he will be taking so much food. Now he is very lean and thin. Bhagavat Katha cannot be completed. Because 1 minute I lost. That 1 minute will be a hurdle. Now don't give me rest. I have surrendered to the Lord. I have surrendered to you all. I will never die within 7 days. So they are not feeling hungry. I am not feeling a drowsy to sleep. Or I am not thirsty to drink water. I am drinking the nectar from your mouth. So I am not afraid of them. So for 7 days we repeat your Bhagavat. And day and night we hearing Bhagavat, Parikshit Maharaj teaching Bhagavat, Sukadeva Goswami. And prior to his death, now he left the body. Willingly he left the body and went away. And Takshaka was coming. When Takshaka was coming, and Kashyapa Rishi is following him. And Kashyapa Rishi said, where are you going, friend? Then he said, today, by the fixed time, I have to buy Parikshit Maharaj. Where are you coming? I am also going there. What? If you bite Maharaja, I will make him alive. I will give him life. Can you? I am Takshaka. Yes. Then I will test. There was a people tree, big people tree.
And also mentioned bomb.
Then it. The leaves were immediately coming down, dropping down. Then Kashyapa said, yes, stop. I will give mantra. Then he repeated mantra. All the life will trees, leaves of the trees are erect. The tree is not dead. Alive. Then he thought, no, sir, you please don't come. It is the will of the Lord and the will of the demigod that Parikshit Maharaj should
decide.
So, Sati Bhagavat Katha, this Bhagavat Katha was told by Parikshit
Maharaj.
And this is the second sikhi. Third sitting is in Parikshita Sabha, Suta Goswami heard Bhagavata from Sukadeva Goswami. And in Naisaranya, 60,000 rishis, they congregated there and they want to find out a solution for Kali Yuga Jivas. That coming Kali Yuga, Prayana Alpayusa Sabhya, Kalaveshan Yugejana, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagyaya Padrita. In Kali Yuga, people will have a short life. They are all alone they are march in wrong side.
Sie werden alle auf der falschen Seite marschieren.
They are lethargic.
Sie werden betagt.
And they are lazy.
Und faul.
And they have no taste for a good action.
Kein Durst für eine gute Hand.
No taste.
Kein Geschmack.
To serve the God. Or serve the humanity, or to do good activities, or to give up bad activities, no. Almost all in Kali, people are not religious-minded. We saw today so many churches, only buildings lying vacant. Nobody is interested. Why? It is the influence of Kali.
Kali.
So, in this Kali Yuga, what is the easiest and simplest and surest path you have to discover? Vyasadeva gave answer for it. Yes, yes. One, Sriyatam, Sriyatam Nityam, Jiyatam, Jiyatam Muda. Chintatam, Chintatam Bhaktya, Tatha Bhagavata. Now if we read Bhagavata, hear Bhagavata, or read Bhagavata, then our heart becomes pure, our mind becomes pure, then we will realize what truth is. Now, to the untruth, we say truth. To lie, we say truth. But actually, what is not there, they see. Not in the night, the rope is there. The fellow sees not, a rope is moving. Oh, it is a snake. A snake is moving. And the afraid. But really no snake. Really no snake is there. A rope is there. Because dark, in the darkness, he sees due to wind blows, then the rope also
he
is sighted that side. No, he thought it is rope, like that. He sees Sukti, you see all the features and all other, but cells, there are cells in the oceans. They are white. White. And seeing the whiteness of the cell, he thinks, this is silver.
Oh, this is silver.
This is silver. Of course,
Natürlich.
It is out of ignorance. In Kali Yuga, what is wanted, they never accept. What is not wanted, they accept. They were always talking about and ridiculing others and talking about the all his disqualifications, but they never want to be qualified. They never want to practice truth, but they always hate others. They were always use anger, and they forget what is wanted, and they are always greedy. They won't help others and always criticize others, ridicule others. This is Kali Yuga. And in this Kali, what is the medicine? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yuga. Kalav dosani dheeradhan asti eko mahan guna. Sukadeva said, to Parikita Maharaj, after repeating Bhagavat, in the 12th canto, he says, Maharaja, Kavir Dosa Nidhe, all vices in Kali Yuga, all vices, those anything, maybe, and no virtue, guna, no virtue. Virtue means all good qualities, and dosa means all bad qualities. So everybody has bad qualities, no good quality. And what good quality in Kali Yuga is there? Kali dosa and adam. In Kali Yuga, it is only full of corrupt qualities and no virtuous good quality. So one good quality is there. Those who repeat Harinamam in Kali Yuga, they will attain salvation. Because in Kali Yuga, to everybody, the one way is prescribed, repeating Namam. Not the question of religion, repeating of Namam, divine name. He must repeat the divine name. He cannot concentrate his mind, cannot perform austerity, cannot perform sacrifice and yajnas, and cannot do any charity, or cannot do even worship the Lord. Puja, archana, cannot do. Because for archana, rituals, he cannot maintain. So, Uteja Jayato Vishnu, Tetayam Jagato Makai, Bapare Parijajayam, Saloto Dhar Kitana, and Satya Yuga, Kitta Yuga, Rayashri Kanan, who penance. Because their life was in the bone. So if they fast for a number of days, they won't feel tired. And then in Treta Yuga, they used to perform yajnas, havana yajnas. Because their life was with the flesh. Now in Dapar Yuga, they used to perform archana, puja archana. Now to do puja archana, you don't get pure ghee, you don't get pure milk, you don't get pure articles. All impure. So, mind is impure, articles are not pure, how can you worship? No, worship archana, Kali Yuga, impossible. So in Kali Yuga, only Harinama Sankirtan. So all the great sages of other yugas, they think, let us take birth in Kali Yuga. Those who are born in Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, they say, we shall take birth in Kali Yuga. And you ask, why? What is the benefit? Kali Yuga full of vices. Why should you take life in Kali Yuga? But there is one virtue. But if they repeat Namam, Hare Krishna, Vishnu Nama, Govinda, Achyuta, Narasimha, all thousand Namams are there, thousands of Namams are there. Any Namam, Vishnu Namam, repeat, then he will be free from the fears of Maya. He will attain perfection. He will be purified. Your mind will be purified, heart will be purified, and he will attain Vaikuntha. So, they want to take birth, because Kali Yuga has a license. License. We don't know here, Your whiskey, wine, they are controlled by government. They give license. And if you don't pay license, they cannot allow you to sell. That is drugs. All drugs. All drugs should be paid to the government first. Then only people will be allowed. No free sale in the market. Because license. Now here in Kali Yuga, the God has given license to all. He said nobody will be suffering. If he repeats Naam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And this Nama is the one that is Prahlad Maharaj told to his father, that Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, you should hear about Vishnu, you hear, repeat his divine name and you remember him through your mind. Sravana Kirtana Smarana Archana, you do puja, Vandana, you offer your prayers. Sravana Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevana, you do Pada Seva means you should go circumambulate the murti or the temple or the sacred places like Navadvip or Vrindavan, Govardhan Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama, circumference of all these things comes under Pada Seva. This is Pada Seva. Then Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archana Puja. Archana, 16 types of puja. Rupa, Dipa, Nadeja, Padyam, Asamanyam, Arjam, Asamanyam, Ganga, Puspa, Rupa, Dipa, 16 types. Archana. Then after Archana, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Vyasyam Dasya. I am the servant of the Lord. Dasya was practiced by Hanuman, Anjaneya. He is servant Ramachandra. Dasya Saksham Arjuna treated Krishna as a friend. So Arjuna Sakshabham and Bali Atman Vedman. Bali Chakravarti surrendered to Krishna. So these are 9 types of devotion told in Bhagavad. Among these 9 types, they give prominence to Sankirtan in a superior way through which everybody can be attracted. Everyone can repeat Namam. He cannot do archana always. Difficult. And to do archana means he must take bath, clear all the utensils, and get the flowers, and the fruits, and worship. He cannot do. Difficult. And vandanam means he must know Sanskrit and repeat those vandanas of prayers. And Lord must bless him. But always he cannot perform the prayers. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Hearing the glories of the Lord, remembering the glories of the Lord and doing the service of the Lord as a humble servant. And then he says, Smarana, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Lakshmi Devi was serving the Lord. And Prithu Chakravarti performed Archana. Ambarish Maharaj performed Archana. And Prahalad Marana, remembered the Lord. And Sravana, Parikshit Maharaj. And Kirtana, Sukadeva Goswami. And Dharta Chakra, friendship Arjuna. And Bali Asmani. These are the number 9 types of devotion. And out of these 9 types, Kirtana is important. With Kirtana, you can do other things also. But Kirtana, one practice, one Kirtana, he will be hearing. In the mind he will be remembering. He will be doing puja. He will be doing service of the Lord. He will be doing everything. Other methods also he is practicing. So, the simplest, all accommodating, is Nama Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everybody, it doesn't require your physical labor. It doesn't require your attention. It doesn't require your yogasana. And it doesn't require any austerity. Say, take bath and wash your hands and legs and be cleanly outside. No? If you do asana, you have to do that. Must be neat and clean. And without that archana, you will be committing offense. So, simple is, sure, definitely you will get the result by repeating nama. Nama nama kari bahudha anijo sarva sakti tatra arpita niyamita smaraniyena karma. Etadrusi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durjaiva midrusa miha janina anuraga. O Lord, you are very kind. You have come to this world as a name, divine name. And you have given all the energies to that divine name. If any person repeat that nama, while repeating, he may be clearly repeating or not, no trouble. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Repeat. Clearly he is unable to utter it. All right. Krishna, 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 Krishna. But anyhow, Krishna Namam, whether you clearly utter it or not, if you repeat Krishna Namam, Rama Nama, Rama, 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 many ways you can do. Though you repeat like that, the divine name will bless you. Because there is no difference between the divine name and the divinity, divine object, the Lord. The form and the name are one. If you say water, 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 your cloth will never become wet. If you say fire, 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 this cloth, you cannot burn it by uttering fire. But if you repeat Krishna Nama, Nama Nami Abheda, there is no difference between Krishna and the name. They are both personality of Krishna, and the name of Krishna is one. If you say Krishna, the personality is there. How is that? Now, if you say Mike in that world, Mike, there is no Mike. If you say transistor, the transistor has no transistor. The world is there. In that world, article is not there. But if you say Krishna, the world Krishna and the article object Krishna is one. If you repeat Krishna without any offense, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You will definitely see Krishna.
In
Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself from this sound. Krishna. He is not away from me. Sadhure Sadantike. Krishna is away. Krishna is near. How? If I surrender to Krishna and day and night pray to Krishna, I offer everything, my body, my mind, my intellect, my property, my house, my wife, my children, my emit anything. Nothing is mine. All is
mine.
If I speak, it is yours. If I have done any mistake, it is yours. Because I have done. My mouth has committed mistake. I have surrendered to you. If that mistake was done, it is all yours. And you have to suffer. Yes, I will suffer. I will suffer. This body I have given to you. And if you want to kill this body, it is your body. Bali Chakravarti, he was the emperor. Bali Chakravarti, emperor. Then he gave 3 feet land to Vamana. Then Vamana became Srivikrama. Throughout 3 worlds, he expanded his figure. Now, with 1 foot, he took the whole landed area. And another foot, the whole ether and air. But where to put the third foot? He said, I and mine. Mine has gone. Sri Bhuvana, three worlds has gone. Now I am. You put that on my head. That head was, that leg was put. Then he asked Garuda to tie him to Varuna Pasa. Varuna, he kite him. Varuna. Now he cannot move this Garuda. Then he had his hands. Narada came. Narada said he is the grandson of Narada, not Prahlada. Prahlada said to Bali, Bali, do you know why you are tied? Though you have given 3 feet to Vamana Murti, but one thing you have not given. What is that? That ego, I and my 3 worlds I have given you. Whose 3 worlds? Yours? It is he. But you say,
mine.
You said, you have come to take some donation from me. What donation? This small donation, a 1 foot land, what will you do? I am the master of 3 worlds. If you want, I will give 3 worlds to you. Why should you ask this? You are a great donor. And it is a shame to me that Bali Chakravarti gave only 1 foot. He is the master of 3 worlds. They will mock at me. They will laugh at me. Don't do that. Ask 3 worlds. That ego, that I am the master of 3 worlds, that has died you. Those who kept your promise, you gave 3 worlds, but yet you could not able to give up your ego that I have given. I have given three worlds as I have promised. So now Vishnumurti thought, yes, he was a little held aside. He said, yes, Prahlad is remarking. All right. Bali, I have taken 3 feet from you. that 3 feet land I will give it to Indra, who is the master of that land, and I will give you the same place in Sutala Loka, where you can remain with your family and enjoy happiness. I have taken 3 worlds from you, and in return I have given you Sutala Loka. But as you have surrendered, what shall I give to you? I will surrender to you. Whenever, because Bali said, when his ministers and his subjects, they came and complained, the dwarf, he said, "Sir, you came as a dwarf. You wanted with small legs 3 feet. But 3 feet our king has given you. Now you extended your body and became all pervading, and yet he has given you. Now why do you tie him? What offense has he committed?" Then Bali said, "You cannot argue for me, because I have already surrendered this body to him. This body is his. He will get yours. Now you have surrendered to me. And because you have surrendered to me, I surrendered to you. Now, as long as you are the monarch of Sutala Loka, I will be at your gate standing as a darwan, gatekeeper. You will see me always there. Now, the Lord, we say, Lord, we offer you all. So Lord is not ambitious to take your offering. He will never take your offering. Your offering is with you. It is a material object. It is a solid thing. But bhava-grahi janardhan. What is that bhava? The prema. The devotion he accepts. He never takes your food, never takes your fruit, or never takes your all preparations, high-class preparations. He is not hungry to take it. Only takes your bhava. That bhava he accepts. Your bhava is called prema. And your prema, your love he accepts, only love. And love never depends upon the material object. Love is a spiritual object. Love means your heart. Love is a heart. And if you give heart, that will be accepted. Not your body, this physical body, or any physical or material object I give you, take. No, he will never take. Because he is full. Purnasya purna madaya purna madavasya sate. He is full. He is not wanting anything. He doesn't want anything from you. But if devotion with devotion, patram puspam phalam toyam. If you offer with devotion one leaf, one fruit, or little water, he says, "I will eat." Bhaktya maam prajatsati. One who offers that leaf, that fruit, that article, I will accept. So he is not accepting the article, it is a matter. The Lord is not a matter. He is spirit. So how can he accept this? Not accepting it, but the bhava, with the notion, with the conception, is called consciousness. The consciousness he accepts. If it is spiritual or Krishna consciousness, with full consciousness, if he offers it, Krishna will accept. He will not accept 23rd. He doesn't want your water. He doesn't want your water, doesn't want your food, doesn't want your fruit, anything. He is not hungry. But yet it is only out of affection. When Yashoda was churning the curd to take out the butter, early in the morning Krishna woke up and caught hold of that stick. And mother thought, my boy is now weeping for milk, my breast milk. So she stopped churning and gave breast milk. Then the boy laughing. And Uddhama told, Lord has no mother, no father. Here, he said, now Krishna, when he was crying for breast milk, and Yashoda, seeing the crying boy crying for milk, will she take, lift the boy and put it on his breast and give milk? Or say, no, no, he has no thirst, he has no hunger, he is not, he is poor, na. So he doesn't feel hungry. Why should I give milk? Will she feel that? Then he cries. Then Uddhava was telling him, why do you think that you are the mother of Krishna, or Nanda Maharaj, you are the father of Krishna? Why do you think? Krishna has no father, no mother. Now here, when Yashoda was churning, and Krishna woke up, and now he got hold of the stick and said, mother, nervous, but crying. And mother came to understand that my boy is anxious for my breast milk. So when he stopped that churning and gave milk, and he was happy laughing, then will you give your breast milk to Krishna, or make Krishna crying? Is it the service of Krishna? And you say that Krishna has no mouth, Krishna has no belly, Krishna has no hands. How is it? Krishna has everything. And Krishna, Yashoda asked Krishna, did you take earth, ether? No. All boys are telling. Even Baladeva also told. No, they are all telling lies. It is not truth. If it is truth, you see my face. Is there earth in my tongue? See. When Yashoda saw, open mouth Krishna saw, what did she see? The whole world, the globe is inside Krishna.
Is in Krishna
Nidra. And Prahalada.
Oh, Prahalada.
Then Hiranyakasipu asks, where is your Lord Vishnu? Rascal, I am your father. I gave you birth, I give you food, I give you education, I gave you help, doctor's help, and give you clothes. Everything I do, You are reckless, and you are ignorant fellow. You say Vishnu, where is Vishnu? Then he says, everywhere Vishnu, is all pervading. Then he thought, in this pillar, yes, in that pillar is lifeless pillar, how can life come out of it? He cannot understand. Because though Krishna is in him, Hiranyakasipu could conquer three worlds through his strength. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. The Lord is always existing and he is powerful. Through his power, he controlled three worlds. He conquered three worlds. And that fellow now he says, where is Vishnu? Prahlad says, is it you? In you? And in me? Who gave you the strength to conquer three worlds? He is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, He gave you. And He gave me strength to talk to you, because all the demigods cannot stand before you. All are afraid of talking to you. I am not afraid of talking to you. Why? That strength I got due to my Lord. Lord is in me. He gave me the strength. He gave you the strength to conquer three worlds. Father, you conquered three worlds, but you could not conquer kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matha. Six enemies are in your body. Could you control them? What are they? Kama, passion, krodha, anger, and lobha, greediness, and lobha, moha, forgetfulness, and arrogance, and malice. These six enemies are always engaging you in their service. You do not know that. You think that I am the master of the whole world, even demigods. But you are the slave of all six masters. If the kama says, you are to follow me, and the anger says, you follow me, you follow me. And the greedy says, are you following me? You cannot keep quiet. When they ask you to follow him, follow them, yes, you have to follow him. Where is he? Then Prahlad said, he is in this villa. How can he be in this villa? There is no life. It has no life. Then he broke that villa. Satyam vidhatam nija bhutta bhasitam. It is truth. Now the truth he established through the word of the devotee. The devotee says, in the lifeless pillar is life. In the Lord. Now when broke it, then with the uproaring sound of a lion, it came out. The face is like lion's face. Nails, legs, hands, nails, and the body like a human body. I have never seen such a form. Even the creator, Brahma, has never seen. Adi. Yet, he cannot but. As a Kshatriya, you wanted to fight with him. But the Lord also played with him. And then he put the body on his lap, and with his nails he tore the stomach and was killed. Why this? Because he got the boon. He prayed, performed tapas, and wanted a boon. What that boon? When the Brahma came, asked him, what do you want? I want to be immortal. Impossible. I cannot give you that. Because I will have to die. How can I give you immortal body? Then, when you are creation, nobody can kill me. No man, no beast, no God, nobody. No disease can kill me. No killing instruments like arrows and bows or guns or bombs. They cannot kill me. And day and night I cannot be killed. Inside and outside, I cannot be killed. Now, the knowledge of the Lord is beyond Hiranyakasipu. Those He is intelligent. He thought, in one word, you have not given me immortalism. But then you have, I am immortal, because I cannot be killed by anybody. No ailment can kill me, no disease can kill me, neither I can be killed in the day or the night, either inside and outside, and patala or bhubhuvala or akash, no value. So how can death come? He controlled, he closed all the doors. Death. Then he applied his force to all the demigods, all the trembling to talk to him. But Prahlad was not trembling. Though Prahlad was ordered by the military force to kill Prahlad, poison or cut his throat, or sent to throw into the fire, throw into the ocean. But in spite of that, they could not kill. Now, Hiranyakashipu was
killed.
So those, the religions, those they taught godless religions, now religion has become atheist religion. God is there. Without His will nothing can be done. They cannot remove a straw from the ground, sir. Then all the demigods, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, all demigods, the great warriors in the war, they have controlled, destroyed demons. And well, they were with self-aggrandizement. They were repeating their own glories. Then Yaksha came and threw a straw on the ground. And he said, "Oh, Indra, you are a great warrior. And now you are telling that you have killed several thousand. Enemy, you please remove that straw and give it in my hand." Then he came down from his throne and lifted in left hand, could not. Right hand, could not. Two hands, could not. So ashamed, he could not remove it. And he sat on his throne. Then he asked, the fire god, the air god, and the water god, all. Nobody could do the fire also cannot burn it. The air cannot move it. Then he disappeared. Then Narada came. All of them combined said, "Narada, what is the fun? We have killed several thousand demons, but we are unable to lift a straw." Then Narada said, "Yes, you have no capacity, only even to remove the straw. But you say that I have done what you have done. Who gave you that power? The omnipotent Lord. So the omnipotent Lord, Lord help us. You could kill, or you could win the war. You are not able to say, 'I could sing, I could defeat, I could show my physical strength.' All these strength only by inner Lord, the Lord, Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord, strength we can go. You all go. Now you all go to the Lord and pray, the Lord, sir, we have committed. You have given us this strength to talk, to fight, to kill, to win. That strength was given by you, not this our strength. So now a man always thinks that What I say? I am following the truth. Nonsense. You are not eligible to follow the truth. You cannot understand. Only if you understand, you surrender. You surrender to the power, all-powerful. That Paramatma. Tamishtaranam paramam maheshwara. Tam devatanam paramam sadaivatam. Patiṃ patiṃ nāṁ paramam parastāṁ vidāma deva bhuvanesa medhyam. All the great warriors, they were happy. All the great musicians, they pray him to get that music power. And wrestlers, they also should pray to him, and through him only they can able to conquer the medals. And the champion, and champion, cricket champion, and who gives the chance to become a champion and get the result? Everything, whatever we do, we succeed in sight. We cannot succeed in exhibiting the science or discovering the science. He only, as Einstein of Germany, or say that law of gravity, he has invented. Whatever you throw up, it will come down. And law of relativity was told by Einstein. But who is Einstein? It is the Lord. In the body of Einstein has discovered this law of relativity. What is law of relativity? You are sitting. You are not sitting. All of us are not sitting. We are running. Because we are sitting on the globe. Earth. The earth is moving around the sun. Fast. So you are also moving. Suppose you sit on the aeroplane. From here you go to America. By sitting. Are you sitting? No. It is flying. Every hour, so many kilometers flying. You can say that I was sitting. By sitting you come from Germany to New York. How could you? The relativity. Yes. Relative is that where you are sitting, it is flying at the rate of 1,000. 1,000 or more kilometers an hour. So you are also running. This is law of relativity. And that was discovered, it is there. It was discovered by some action why, that the credit may not go to him. Because he, if you ask about, can you say about something? Yes, in future there may come some scientist who can establish that truth. Like that. We are ignorant of any science, so we are proud of that little knowledge we
possess.
But an elephant has come to a big pond and gone. And the frog is there. And the frog children are there. They ask the frog, mother, mother, so very big animal came. How big? Then he expanded his body. That big? No, still bigger. Still expanded. This type? No, still bigger. So, though it expands his body, it cannot become elephant. At last, it was birthed. And die. So also, we also compete with the Lord. Say, oh Lord, I am Lord. I do one thing. I can do that. Nonsense. There is no comparison between a frog and an elephant. We are frogs. We want to compare with realism. It is all nonsensical. It is nonsense. Now, this is devotion, is surrender. Surrender to the Lord, the mighty power, surrender. Then only you will free from the empty and some maya. And we are very glad to be with you these 3 days and do your service. And repeat little what we know, that we pray about you and all of you. Please repeat the name of my request is, repeat the name that you have received from your spiritual mind, and you will be benefited. You will be feeling extraordinary. You will have the result extraordinary. If you surrender to the Lord and repent now, Hare Krishna, Hare Lord Krishna.